From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nancy Kern at Columbia Green Media reports that Cairo Town officials said April 3rd they would build a new dual senior center community center and renovate the existing ambulance service building rather than housing the two under a single roof. The town's original plan to put them both together proved too expensive, according to town supervisor Jason Watts. Town councilperson Tim Powers said he saw black mold in the current ambulance service building that the town has not addressed. Now the town plans to completely renovate the building. Powers said, and I quote, "This has been going on for 14 years. They've promised year after year they'd get a new building. The can's been kicked down the road so long. But just getting input from the board last night is overcoming a major hurdle that I'm glad we're getting over," end quote. The senior center will be a new building with a kitchen paid for by Greene County. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the Philmont Public Library is getting a $12,000 grant from Partners of Climate Action to help create the Philmont Pollinator Pathway. Different types of vegetation will be planted at the Philmont Library and four other public spaces on Main Street and at Summit Lake in Philmont to attract butterflies and other insects, bees, and birds. According to a 2022 study by the Empire State Native Pollinator Survey, 38% to 60% of New York native pollinators are at risk of eradication. Philmont Public Library Director Toby Farley said on April 4th that, and I quote, "Volunteers will plant native plants such as echinacea, blunt mountain mint, and blue stars. We're planting native plants, and the importance of the plants is that they're available to feed and protect the pollinators. And they're also plants that are especially suited for the area," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Collin reports in the Times Union that unemployment continues to fall in the Capital Region, with the Capital Region and Hudson Valley with some of the lowest jobless rates in the state. Locally, the unemployment rate in February was 3.3%, with only the 2.9% rate in the Ithaca area better in New York. A year ago, the Capital Region had an unemployment rate of 3.7%. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. WTEN reports that New York law bans televising trials with exceptions at a judge's discretion, but now legislators are considering a proposed change. A proposed bill sponsored by Senator Brad Holyman Sigel would repeal New York's ban on cameras in courts during trials. Holyman Sigel, a Democrat, said, and I quote, "I think many New Yorkers agree that we need transparency at every level of government," end quote. He said New York banned television in courts in 1952, and he said the media frenzy around the Charles Lindbergh baby kidnapping case in the 1930s was the cause. Now the new media frenzy, the trial of former President Donald Trump, may inspire a change allowing cameras. In that case, the judge denied media requests to waive the camera ban at Trump's indictment. Republican Minority Leader Rob Ort was skeptical on May 3rd, saying, and I quote, "I am certain that we would have members in our conference or in the legislature that might be concerned that it would turn into more of a circus than maybe it already is," end quote. Read the full story at the WTEN website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.